case and indicted another defendant, a maintenance man on the property, who is being charged with concealing documents and destroying video footage.
Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum. Meanwhile, in Washington, the center of the 2020 election interference investigation, correspondent Robert Costa tells us
Trump's lawyers met with Justice Department officials. Now, no indictment was issued by the grand jury, but sources close to Trump still believe it's possible in the coming days.
A strange allergy to tell you about tonight on our Health Watch, an allergy to red meat apparently triggered by tick bites. The Centers for Disease Control reporting almost 500,000 people coming down with it since 2010, mostly in the South and Northeast. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
It's hard to make a diagnosis of alpha-gal syndrome because the allergic symptoms can vary quite a lot, and people who are affected don't have the same reaction every time they eat meat. A healthcare provider needs to order an antibody test in order to diagnose alpha-gal syndrome.
There's a lot we don't know yet in the story of a missing girl, but that did have a happy ending.
In Arizona, a mother is grateful.
Miracles do exist, and never lose hope and always fight.
On Facebook, Jessica Nunez confirms her daughter, who vanished without a trace 4 years ago at age 14, is alive and well. Alicia Navarro walked into a Montana police station, appearing healthy and happy. Police Lieutenant Scott Waite.
Every indication she's given us so far is that she willfully left her home.
Steve Kathan, CBS News.
The extreme heat this summer is not only a problem for us humans, but animals too. David Trimner runs a farm in Athens, Wisconsin. He's doing what he can.
And we also use soakers where the cows stand and eat. The soakers will constantly spray water at them at different intervals, soak them, and then the fans will evaporate that water off, help keep them cool.
Perhaps every traveler's worst nightmare, hidden cameras. CBS's Jen Clark with the story of a lawsuit.
A Texas couple found cameras hidden inside smoke detectors in the bedroom and the bathroom. The woman and her fiance had been intimate in the bathroom and says that she feels shame and embarrassment.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell insists he is fine after a Wednesday incident when he suddenly stopped speaking during a press conference. Asian and Pacific financial markets are lower. U.S. market futures point up. Dow futures now up 95 points. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. GI Bill, SkillBridge, and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Everyone is entitled to a free credit report from each of the three main credit bureaus once every 12 months. Yet only 1 in 3 Wisconsin adults actually obtain the report each year. An easy way to remember to check your report is to simply mark your calendar. Picking dates like February 2nd or 2-2 make it even easier to remember. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and don't forget to keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered thunderstorms overnight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 67. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. High temperatures reach up to 86. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 61. Partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 67.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
If Wisconsin was Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, like the flipped on its head,
sure.
What would things be made of?
Cheese curd bushes.
Okay.
Right? So you can just pick cheese curds off the cheese curd bush.
Are cheese curds more of a fruit?
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Do you care about UFOs or UAPs or whatever we're calling them, aliens in general? The truth is out there, but do you care, actually? 844-967-2789. What is your interest level amongst all of the competing headlines and your attention for the stories of the day? Where does yesterday's congressional hearing on UFOs fall? Because it might surprise you that doesn't have a lot of people's attention, or at least as many as you'd think it would, considering our entertainment that's been dedicated to life beyond. But nevertheless, yesterday, you know, every couple of years we get some new report about a whistleblower or a grainy black ops video of something that looks like a first trimester ultrasound, and are informed that aliens have once again been confirmed to be real. And the latest declaration came yesterday during a congressional UFO hearing, where lawmakers joined the calls for greater transparency during a hearing where three former military officials testified about their encounters with unidentified aerial phenomenon.
Oh, that's what that stands for.
I think it's aerial, or I've also seen an anomalous. I don't know.
One of the other UAPs. Okay.
UAPs. So I'm hoping that I'm going to say his name. David Grusch, who's a former military intelligence officer, and he was for 14 years in the Air Force and National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, told lawmakers that aliens are real, physically in the government's possession, and obviously being kept a secret. The Pentagon has not confirmed or denied, but in the past they've always denied. And the subcommittee also heard from Ryan Graves, who's a former Navy pilot who's spoken out about UFOs, and David Fravor, who is a retired Navy commander who saw something off the coast in California in 2004 that was captured in the infamous Tic Tac video. And Graves urged more investigation, saying that the aircraft are foreign drones. You know, there's foreign drones, and that it's a national, like the whole thing is basically is this is a national security problem. And before we move on to the question, I mean, did you follow this yesterday? I would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. Do you care? Is this interesting? 844-96-PARTY. Jane Van Der, do you care? This was happening while we were on air.
Right. I did see some of the testimony. Can I play a little clip?
You can absolutely play a little bit.
Let's take a little listen to some of the hearing. Again, in a public hearing in Congress. This was in public, recorded for consumption Take a listen.
Do you believe our government has made contact with intelligent extraterrestrials?
Something I can't discuss in public setting.
You're public.
Okay, I can't ask when you think this occurred. If you believe we have crashed craft, stated earlier, do we have the bodies of the pilots who piloted this craft?
As I've stated publicly already in my News Nation interview, biologics came with some of these recoveries. Yeah.
Were they, I guess, human or non-human biologics?
Non-human, and that was the assessment of people with direct knowledge on the program I talked to that are currently still on the program.
And was this documentary evidence, this video, photos, eyewitness? Like, how would that be determined?
The specific documentation I would have to talk to you in a skiff about.
Jane's just dumbfounded.
Well, first of all, you're in a public hearing.
Yes.
And therefore saying, well, I can't say that in public. Then why are you here?
Why are you here?
What, you gonna show? You want to draw some stick figures and tell your story that way?
So, yes. So there's a little bit about this is like it kind of ended up being the hearing itself ended up kind of being a nothing burger as far as and maybe that's why. But what I was really interested in is kind of how. Not under the radar, because obviously we're talking about it today, but where do you think this hearing about aliens and UFOs and someone kind of alluding to under oath in front of Congress that, yes, there are non-human remains in the government's possession, where on the Google Trends for the United States yesterday do you think that story ended up? Jane, if you had to guess, where do you think?
Way in the bottom.
So is that way in the bottom? But as of yesterday, it was sixth.
Sixth.
Sixth. Sinead O'Connor was first. Mitch McConnell was second.
And we're going to get to that too.
Then we're going to get to both of those. USA versus Netherlands was third. Barcelona was fourth. The crane collapse in New York City was fifth. And then, with about 100,000 searches, the UFO hearing. And it's funny to me because it feels like something that everyone would be captivated by. And we've been captivated by, and we've wondered for
long time.
Centuries, decades,
yep.
As far as like since space travel became an even like a comprehension of thinking about life outside of Earth. And it just doesn't seem to have captured, more people were like, what happened to Mitch McConnell? Then are there aliens? And I would love to know if you are one of those people or where do you fall on the interest level of this topic? 844-967-2789.
Jack from Merrimack is joining us this morning. Good morning, Jack. What do you think?
Good morning. Well, either UFOs or UAPs or whatever you want to call them, either they're alien in origin or they're not. Either they're weird atmospheric phenomena or they're not. Either they're advanced military aircraft that are being tested or they're not. And there may or may not be aliens, but you know what? None of this ever tried to take over the government of the United States. And that's where Congress really needs to start putting its efforts into. And, of course, what they're trying to do is take the attention away from the fact that there were both political and violent coups that tried to take over the government of the United States in January of 2021. And the entire House should be investigating, especially those people who were involved in the fraudulent elector scheme, because that's was intended to sound like a real honest political situation. It wasn't, of course. It was totally unlawful. And not one single Republican is addressing it. And the whole idea, But let's just keep this other garbage. I was going to use different words, sorry. In the news, and say impeach Hunter Biden. Oh, excuse me, he's not the president, is he? you know.
So Jack, at least with this topic though, so are you in the camp? Are you in the camp that you think this UFO story is a distraction?
I absolutely think it is a distraction.
Okay.
The whole purpose of these hearings is to distract us from the reality that we almost lost our government.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call,
Jack. Thanks a lot, Jack.
And it's interesting because I think for so long, there were so many people who felt like the government is keeping this from us and that they have information about alien life forms and UFOs and they're keeping it a secret from the general public. And it's just fascinating to me that there's now more and more people who are, when it's brought up and talked about in public, in a congressional hearing, there are people like Jack, and Jack's not alone, that think that this is distracting us from, this is the distraction
yes.
now. That they're like teasing us with, you know,
shiny
the
thing,
X-Files.
Shiny thing over here.
And it's like, let's look at this. Let's talk about this instead. And my brother and I were talking about this, that he, you know, that there supposedly there's a longstanding theory that when the public support for wars ultimately wanes, which you can probably argue that is happening. I think a lot of people are both on any side of the political spectrum are like kind of over being at war with people. That there was going to be a push for spending, like huge war type spending on space, on like the next war of like outside life forms. And obviously that's super speculative, but I just think it, like, this is a perfect example of something that you think would capture people's attention. And it really just didn't.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Dave from Mequon. Good morning, Dave. What do you think?
Good morning. Well, I'll be honest with you. I've always taken an interest in this, so that's the nerdy part of side of me, I guess, of things. And the reason why I say that, you know, we've had previous presidents that have talked about it, you know, not at length, but, you know, there's, you know, been some discussion in that. And keep in mind, and I actually have a friend of mine, to be full disclosure, that does a lot of documentaries. He puts a lot of films together for PBS and what have you. And he went out to Area 51, which is highly secretive. And what he encountered there, and what he put together, was really, really kind of bizarre and interesting all in one. And keep in mind, we had the issue, if people have to remember.
Dave,
so,
we got a minute, so.
I'm going to, okay. We had, you know, the Roswell crash in New Mexico many years ago. And initially, it was kind of, you know, it was a big deal, and then it was blown off as just as a weather balloon.
Unfortunately, Dave, we're coming up against a break, so I got to let you go. But thank you for the call, and we're going to keep this going. So if you have thoughts, do you care? Is it a distraction? What do you think about UAPs? 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And the topic at hand is, how much do you care about UFOs, UAPs? Do you think the government is keeping these secrets from us? Or are they now using it as a distraction to keep us from caring and talking about the other things of the day? And I'm asking this because yesterday there was a UFO congressional hearing. And I was pretty surprised when I checked what was trending on Google yesterday to see that it was sixth behind Sinead O'Connor, Mitch McConnell, the World Cup, the crane collapse in New York City, which was terrifying.
Yes,
I don't know
terrible.
If you got to see that video. But I'm just interested to hear from you as far as where do you fall? Are UFOs a secret or are they the distraction? 844-967-2789. Jane, you said we had a good text.
We do. John from the Falls checking in. I'd be interested if honestly I thought any of it was real. Unfortunately, most of the people called to testify in front of these Republican panels have shown they're only there with an axe to grind or have a way to personally benefit from appearing. I am beyond bored with all of the Republican whistleblowers and experts. Just another diversion to keep the American people from focusing on them taking away our rights and getting richer every day.
And it's interesting because I remember this whole thing made me think of a story that I covered and I talked about at one of our last jobs, Jane. And this was December 2021. And it was a headline that said, NASA used religious experts to predict how humans may react to aliens. Because it was basic. So religious experts have examined how each of the world's major religions may respond to news that intelligent life exists on other planets. And the idea is that if you've, you know, dedicated your life to thinking God has created
all life,
and all of a sudden there's a new form of life, like how much does that challenge your worldview? And, you know, the fact that NASA had invested in this, to me, kind of made me think like there may be proof of this. And, you know, that the fact that they are investing in kind of what the human condition would be like if and when they found out there's life beyond Earth. And I don't know, I feel like when we look at the James Webb telescope images, it's hard for me to imagine that like Earth is the only planet that has life on it. Like, I just don't have that much faith that in the ever expanding universe and universes
there's lots of space out there,
that it's like, oh yeah, but we're the only ones. And so like, I don't subscribe to that. I have no idea what the proof is, which makes all of this more interesting.
844-967-2789. You can call and or text that same number from the 920. I agree the UFO hearings are likely a distraction. I thought I saw Glenn Grothman was doing some of the questioning, so that probably tells you all you need to know about the validity of this hearing. We have far greater problems than that Congress should be focusing on instead of science fiction. Josh from Oshkosh. And we have Sharky from Racine is joining us on the phone. Good morning, Sharky.
Good morning. I got to thank you for the great Brewer ticket Saturday. We had one of the best times of since 1970, I tell you.
Oh, yay! That's awesome.
So, hey, listen, I'm now retired and older than 50. And I got a chance to do a lot of things, you know, working for the government. And some things I couldn't talk about them until recently, and other things. And the space deal is crazy. It's amazing. Is it an interruption to our daily lives for those who care because they're paying attention? Other people never look up. Okay. So my thought is, if you go to Area 51, it's going to be pretty dull. Secondly, we do have the Space Force thing now, and that was a big trademark for our current president. I'll also tell you though that most of your stuff is going to be top secret. They're secret for a reason, but it's not that they're not flying unidentifieds. Okay. So with that said, I think it is definitely a distraction, but it's also very important because our safety now is in space. And if you look, you know, if you can write this down, there's the X 37B. People thought that was a UFO. It flies about 60 miles above the Earth. And it was a manned, we had the space shuttles for many years, and now we have unmanned space shuttles that are not occupied by a human being, but from Earth. Now, Area 51 really doesn't even exist anymore. all of their employees go to a new spot, and I want to say it's going to be in Utah. But they get on the bus, I should say bus, but it's actually a 737, and they fly to Utah area. And it's top secret, and they're doing top secret things. And what they're seeing is top secret movements, and the Air Force is obviously up there. And if you talk to a serious Air Force pilot, they'll probably giggle, laugh, and say, ah, can't talk about that, but you're halfway right.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Sharky. Thank you, Sharky. Appreciate it. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, coming up against the break.
What do you think, Jane? What do you? You're making faces over there, so I'm wondering what you're thinking.
Well, I certainly think that it is the height of egomania to think that we are the only things in multiple universes.
Yes.
And if there is intelligent life, I think the fact that we still haven't met them is more of a reflection on us.
They don't want us.
If they're really not interested. Smart, if they're really smart, I think they should stay away. I'm just saying.
All right. Well, like you said, we're coming up against a break. But when we come back, we're going to talk about the two most, the highest trending topics from yesterday, both RIP Sinead O'Connor and also what happened to Mitch McConnell. And we're also going to play a game in the second hour. So I'll introduce the State Fair game for a chance for you to win some State Fair tickets. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hey, this is Penny Pincher Bob, and I love a good rummage sale. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Ha ha ha! Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now. 715-629-9501. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. See ya!
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/timetotalk, a message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swelling. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to pva.org today.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered thunderstorms overnight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 67. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. High temperatures reach up to 86. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 61. Partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 67.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I'm Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And we wanted to get to what was the number one and number two trending topics yesterday, which was not UFOs, but the number one trending topic was Sinead O'Connor and the fact that she passed yesterday at 56 years old.
Way too young.
Really young. And I still don't think they've released the cause of death. But it was interesting because it was like seeing people's reactions, because I feel like I was a little too young to know her impact, because right. when she, you know, kind of the moment that arguably defined her career was when she was on SNL.
Yes.
And she ripped up the picture of the Pope, which was about, what, 10 years before Spotlight,
yes.
case, the Boston Globe Spotlight case, and everyone found out what was happening with the Catholic Church.
Yep.
And she, you know, I don't know if it ruined her career, but she was certainly never welcomed back on SNL.
Oh, and she was widely mocked by other pop stars. I just saw a video of Madonna making fun of her.
Back in the night, during
after,
that period.
After that happened. Yeah, after that happened. And she was a really young woman. I mean,
she was like a child prodigy.
Yeah. And when she came out with Nothing Compares to You, I think she was only 22.
Wow.
And so she skyrocketed and never really wanted that kind of career. She considered herself a protest singer.
Oh, that's so fascinating.
Yeah. That really wasn't what she wanted for herself. And she came from a really difficult childhood and said her mother would beat her frequently and was highly religious at the same time. And she was very open about her struggles with mental illness.
Mental health.
And
yeah.
And then she lost her 17-year-old son to suicide last year. And so it's just a tragic.
It is tragic, but she was wildly talented. And it's interesting reflecting on the SNL incident in comparison to what we were talking about yesterday with the 1975 and them going to Malaysia and complain, you know, and it's like, to me, that feels different. Cause I feel like she had stakes.
Oh, yes.
Versus what, you know, what that band did. And also was trying to talk about something that no one else was talking about. And so it actually did need exposure. Awareness and exposure. And it took another 10 years before it really happened. So, you know, I think at least reflecting and honoring her for a second, but like there was only like over 5 million people were looking her up yesterday.
Well, I certainly hope that she found some long sought after peace.
Absolutely. And then after that comes the question that it feels like every couple months we have to ask, should people in declining health be in public positions of extreme power? 844-967-2789. Because Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell suddenly just stopped speaking during a weekly Republican leadership news conference yesterday. He basically just appeared to freeze, went silent, and then eventually was kind of whisked away. He came back later, said he was fine, made a joke about being sandbagged, which is a callback to when Joe Biden fell because he tripped on a sandbag. But did you see the video?
I did. It's terrifying.
It's kind of terrifying. And I, you know, I am no Mitch McConnell fan, but I certainly do not wish ill upon him. But watching that video was like, did he just have a stroke?
That was a question that a lot of people were asking. And I think the Republican colleague who led him away is a doctor.
And, oh, really?
Yeah. And I guess what shocked me was that he came back so quickly. For anyone else who's that age, he's what, 82?
81.
81? You'd take him to, you'd have him looked at. Have a doctor look at him. I mean, if that was a stroke or a TIA or something like that, you need to get that diagnosed quickly so there can be the proper treatment applied.
And I mean, I don't know if it just becomes optics so quickly that like as soon as he felt fine, they're like, you got to get back out there to show that you're fine. Because basically what they summed it up to is he felt lightheaded and he stepped away for a moment and that's it. But like he also, you know, excuse the bluntness, like he also just looks old. Like,
well, he did not look healthy.
I mean, he doesn't look as unhealthy as Dianne Feinstein. But it just, you know, obviously this raises the question that came up with Dianne Feinstein not too long ago when she was dealing with shingles and brain swelling and whatever, you know, whatever her health issue was that kept her out of work, out of her office, and out of not being able to do her job for over a month.
Oh, more than that. Yeah.
Was it six weeks?
I think it was maybe 2 months.
And, you know, none of these people are going to vote themselves out of a job, but it's hard not to look at this and be like, if we have age limits on how young, or like how old you have to be able to run, once again, asking, should we not have at least health limitations or like, you know, I think this is what Nikki Haley is basically running on is like cognitive tests. And I just think yes.
Don't most corporations have mandatory retirement ages? If your CEO gets up to be 70 or 72, isn't that when they say, you know, we'll make you an, you can be on the board or we'll make you something, but Fritzy, you got to go now.
I don't know the number, like the quantity of that, like the percentage of how many corporations employ that or not. I know that they're talking about the pilot age, because I think pilot age to retire from being a pilot was 65, and I think they're talking about moving it to 67. And some of that is largely because they have a pilot shortage. But, you know, this is a divisive issue because I know people are, it's wrapped up in ageism and, obviously, we have two of our leading candidates for president are fairly old, but it just comes back to like, these are people with so much power who refuse to just go retire on a beach and hand over the reins in a country where I think what our average, the average age of the people in this country is 37.
Wow.
Like late 30s, early 40s. And yet we're very comfortable with people who are of not only a generation four, like multiple generations of older than that, being in charge of the country and sometimes being at the will of like, at like, it could just fail health-wise at any moment.
The average age in the U.S. is 38.1.
38.1.
Yep.
Which is a lot younger. It's less than half of what Mitch McConnell is.
Yeah.
And so should people, my question to you is, should people in declining health or advanced age be in public positions of extreme power? And I say no. Like, I know that Nancy Pelosi was very good at her job and will go down as probably the most effective, like, Speaker of the House we've ever had. And also, like, you got a lot of money. Go enjoy your right. life.
So many of them. I mean, geez, Chuck Grassley's 92. Strom Thurmond, and this was long before you were born, Strom Thurmond was, I think, almost 100. And he would sleep in the chamber.
Yeah.
And it was, oh, that's just Strom. You know, he's ancient. You're a lawmaker. You're, like you said, you have tremendous responsibility and power. And we just give you a pass because, oh, well, he needs a nap.
And, you know, and then who's actually running the show behind the scenes? And
pulling,
it's like, you guys all have full, like, health care. Like, you are going to be taken care of for the rest of your life. And it's just... the inability for some people to let go and move on, and the thought that no one can do it better than I can. Like, that has to be what it is, right?
Well, and I also think, and this applies to the state legislature too, it's a cushy gig, man. Who wants to give that up? It's a great gig.
It's a good... I actually think the cushiest gig is like the people who kind of fly under the radar who are in those positions, and like, which is kind of, I mean, like, as far as like, I keep getting reelected, but I don't actually have any, like, not a head of a committee. And so like, you're not like, the buck never stops with you, because ultimately Mitch McConnell, like, there's still a ton of responsibility there. So it's cushy, but it's not work.
Right. He actually has to do something.
And that's the part to me that is actually scarier. Like, if they had a position where they kept getting reelected and they had to vote on things, but they weren't necessarily, you know, in charge, that's a little different. But
what should the age be? How old is too old?
Well, and I understand that, like I said, there's people age differently. Like, some people have early onset dementia way too early, right? Versus people who are very functional into their 80s or even their 90s. And so I think that there is something to be said as far as, like, you know, we make older people take their driver's tests. Like, we, you know, like, there's certain things as far as like, can you prove to do this before we trust you? But obviously that comes back to like the will of the people. And if people keep reelecting them in very simple terms, that is their choice. That is their vote. And I think it's more complicated than that because of the system that we've set up and the power of incumbency and how much money you need to be able to run. And for people to try to challenge them, they need to be like either independently wealthy or basically stop working.
Yep.
And it's like, when you can just keep getting paid and run for reelection, that's a pretty big upper hand to hold. And so, you know, it's not so simple as like, well, they just keep getting reelected, so like, that's obviously what the people want. It's like, well,
not exactly.
No. So, you know, I and I'm sure more shows are asking the exact same question today, because this was certainly what I saw trending on Twitter, which was people calling once again for the fact that we shouldn't be having like octogenarians running our country. I'm sorry if that sounds ageist, but I agree with that.
I'm old and I agree with you. I do. I don't think it's right. The one thing I will say, and again, I disagree with Mitch McConnell on just about everything under the sun, but I do not wish him ill. I don't wish any of them ill. And for the most part, at least from what I was seeing on my Twitter feed, people were pretty respectful about it.
I agree.
As opposed to when Nancy Pelosi's husband was attacked with a hammer in their home and the jokes that were being made about that, which was despicable.
Or also when John Fetterman had his stroke.
Absolutely.
I would agree. I would say most of the things I saw was, you know, I hope he's okay. I saw some people still challenging the fact that he's totally okay taking away health care from millions of people, and yet he, no matter what his health issue is, will be taken care of. So there were some people who were like, he's also responsible for the dystopian Gilead nightmare that we're living in, which we're going to get to at the 11 o'clock hour. But the fact of the matter is, I do hope he's okay. It seems like he at least came back and spoke. But anyways, so also in the 11 o'clock hour, specifically at 11:20, we have a week from today, the State Fair will be here. The State Fair starts August 3rd, goes until August 13th. And obviously one of the best things about the State Fair is the fact that there are lots of different foods to try. And we have the list of over 100 different foods that are new this year. And we're going to play a little bit of a game with you for anyone who wants to win free tickets. So we have 25 tickets that we're giving away between now and next Thursday. So we're playing this game every day. And it's a little categorization of, I'm going to give you three foods and I'm going to give you three categories to put them in. And then that's it. You get to win. You don't have to answer trivia. You just have to make a choice of these three foods. So stick around until 11:20 when we play that game. When we come back, three headlines and a lie. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
I'm William Shatner. I've been around a long time, but I'm truly humbled when I see the real battles our brave, paralyzed veterans have faced defending our freedom.
I was on a routine patrol, and we were in the desert of Kuwait, and the vehicle flipped and landed on top of me, which left me paralyzed from the waist down.
Okay, folks, this is heroism. That's why I'm proud to support Paralyzed Veterans of America. Go to pva.org to learn how you can make a difference.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope.
But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. SmileTrain is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. Former President Donald Trump's now facing additional charges in that Florida federal case involving government documents that had been at his home there.
Jack Smith is clearly playing a game of chess against Donald Trump's lawyers. Smith added new counts to the Mar-a-Lago documents case and indicted another defendant, a maintenance man on the property who is being charged with concealing documents and destroying video footage.
Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum. Meanwhile, in Washington, the center of the 2020 election interference investigation, correspondent Robert Costa tells us
Trump's lawyers met with Justice Department officials. Now, no indictment was issued by the grand jury, but sources close to Trump still believe it's possible in the coming days.
A strange allergy to tell you about tonight on our Health Watch, an allergy to red meat apparently triggered by tick bites. The Centers for Disease Control reporting almost 500,000 people coming down with it since 2010, mostly in the South and Northeast. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
It's hard to make a diagnosis of alpha-gal syndrome because the allergic symptoms can vary quite a lot. And people who are affected don't have the same reaction every time they eat meat. A healthcare provider needs to order an antibody test in order to diagnose alpha-gal syndrome.
There's a lot we don't know yet in the story of a missing girl, but that did have a happy ending.
In Arizona, a mother is grateful.
Miracles do exist, and never lose hope and always fight.
On Facebook, Jessica Nunez confirms her daughter, who vanished without a trace 4 years ago at age 14, is alive and well. Alicia Navarro walked into a Montana police station, appearing healthy and happy. Police Lieutenant Scott Waite.
Every indication she's given us so far is that she willfully left her home.
Steve Kathan, CBS News.
The extreme heat this summer is not only a problem for us humans, but animals too. David Trimner runs a farm in Athens, Wisconsin. He's doing what he can.
And we also use soakers where the cows stand and eat. The soakers will constantly spray water at them at different intervals, soak them, and then the fans will evaporate that water off, help keep them cool.
Perhaps every traveler's worst nightmare, hidden cameras. CBS's Jen Clark with the story of a lawsuit.
A Texas couple found cameras hidden inside smoke detectors in the bedroom and the bathroom. The woman and her fiance had been intimate in the bathroom and says that she feels shame and embarrassment.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell insists he is fine after a Wednesday incident when he suddenly stopped speaking during a press conference. Asian and Pacific financial markets are lower. U.S. market futures point up. Dow futures now up 95 points. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director James and head of production Seth will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope, to give them hope that mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered storms overnight, otherwise overcast. Lows level off around 67. Southeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. High temperatures reach up to 86. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Chance for scattered storms 61. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 67.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
I'm sorry, I'm really riled up this morning.
Why is that a thing? How can that be a thing?
Yeah, it shouldn't be a thing.
Just what a... I want to swear. I want to swear so badly.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin. Welcome to the 11 o'clock hour of As Goes Wisconsin. I am your host, Kristen Bry, along with Jane Matinere on the board. And coming up this hour, in the next segment, if you would like to win some Wisconsin State Fair tickets.
We got them.
It kicks off. We got them. We got 25 of them. So we're going to be giving those out every day until next week. And in the next segment, you can call in, play to win. And there's really no losing.
No.
As long as you just answer the question, there is no way to lose. And all you have to do is tell us, you have to categorize three of the new foods. I'm going to give you three foods, and you have to tell me which ones you would devour once, take a bite of every day for the rest of your life, or banish to hell. So this is the...
Those are your choices.
This is a play off of a game called, we'll say, Fornicate, Marry, Kill, which is usually reserved for having to categorize three people. And which one would you fornicate with? Which one would you marry? And which one would you kill? But since you can't really do that with food, we're going to say, which one would you devour in one sitting? Which would you take a bite of for the rest of your life, one time a day? And which one would you banish to hell? Because there are some interesting foods making their debut at this year's fair. So we will be playing that in the next segment. And then at 11:30, J.R. Radcliffe, he's been gone for a while. He is back to give us a sports update across Brewers, Packers, and Women's World Cup. And typically, we do public service announcement during this segment on Thursdays, but Dr. Lyerly is traveling and could not join us live. And actually, next week, we are also going to be having a replay because my husband is turning 40. And so I will be 7 months pregnant in Vegas.
Oh,
and so
fun.
I will report back how fun that is.
Oh, boy.
But that'll be for next week. So 2 weeks from now, Dr. Lyerly will be back. But Jane and I thought this would be a good time. Because, you know, every once in a while when Jane and I are talking about topics to discuss on the show that we care about, a lot of times in the world that we're living in right now, there is a terrible, sad, infuriating headline having to do with a woman somewhere in America or multiple women who is living in a dystopian nightmare when it comes to her reproductive health and her reproductive freedoms. And I always, whenever we see those headlines, it's like, all right, but what's, how do we talk about it without just saying the obvious of this is infuriating? And so in lieu of talking about other women's health issues, like we usually do with Dr. Lyerly, we thought we'd just kind of compile some of the headlines that we've seen just this month.
Yes.
As a reminder that we can't just get used to this. And it can't just become another headline as far as another woman who has lost her ability to get pregnant because she didn't get the health care that she needed when she went into sepsis. Or that it's not only going after doctors, it's going after the actual women, which they said they were not going to do.
Oh, I think that was a lie.